Welcome to Shomach Shavah Nadav, Shir sponsor, Lunishma Sarim Biyakov Shalom, and Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding in Sukkah Daf Lamites. The Gemara Amud Aleph in the top of the page brings, the Rava says, when a person says, Yehei Shmei Rabo Mevoirach, he should make sure not to do a break. He should not say, Yehei Shmei Rabo, and then stop and say, Mevoirach Lo'ilom Me'omaya, but he should say it together. And the Gemara says, Rav Safra told him, no, it's not a problem because the Sukkim Milsi, it's considered to be a continuation even if you take a break. The Toises in Brochus, Taf Gimel, brings the Machzor Vitri that tells us that what is the meaning of Oman Yehesh Merabo? And he says that the meaning is there's two different bakashas that we're saying over here. One is Yehesh Mei Rabo. We want to have the name of Hashem filled up. The name of Hashem should fill. And that's the Shmei, is Shin Mem Yud Kei, because the name of Hashem is right now only half. Ein Hashem Shalem. The name of Hashem is not full, not Yud Kei Vov Kei, only Yud Kei. We want it to be Rabba, we want it to be filled. That's request number one. Request number two is Mevoirach Lo'ilom Lo'ol Me'omayo. We want the name of Hashem to be Mevoirach until the world to come. So it's two different requests. The name of Hashem should be filled, and we want it to be Mevoirach. Tosfos there in Brachos argues in the Machzor Vitri, and he proves it from the Gemara over there, the way Eliyahu Navi was saying, that the Yehei Shmei Rabo Mevoirach is one long sentence. The name of Hashem, the great name of Hashem, should be Mevoirach Lo'ilom Me'omayo. Not that the name of Hashem should be great, and another thing, Mevoirach Lo'ilom Me'omayo, but it's one long request. Yehei Shmei Rabo, the name of Hashem, which is great, Mevoirach Lo'ilom Me'omayo should be Mevoirach forever. One of the riots the Rishonim bring against the Machzor Vitri is our Gemara over here. Because our Gemara says, the Rava says, a person should not say Yehei Shmei Rabo, stop and say Mevoirach Lo'ilom Me'omayo, you should say it in one shot. Mashma, that Rava is trying to say, not like the Machzor Vitri. According to the Machzor Vitri, why can't I stop in the middle? I have two different requests, Yehei Shmei Rabo and Mevoirach, two different things. Why can't I stop? The fact that Rav is pointing out and saying that Yehei Shmei Rabo cannot be divided or separated from Mevoirach, not just one long request, as Divrei HaTosfos and Brachos Daf Gimel. And the Kabbalah Sforim bringing this question asks why nobody else brings this question against the Machzor Vitri. But some answer, and that's what's brought down the Orzer Ruah, that Adarav, according to Machzor Vitri, maybe this Gemara fits even better. Because our Gemara says, don't stop between Yehei Shmei Rabo and Mevoirach. Mashma, between Yehei Shmei and Rabo, that for sure you cannot stop. Yehei Shmei Kum Rabo, you have to say in one shot. But what about Mevoirach Lo'ilom Me'omayo? Says Rava, also that you should not stop. And then Rav Safra said you could stop. Much of the whole discussion is between the word Rabo and Mevoirach, but not between Yehei Shmei and Rabo. So according to the Machzor Vitri, that's two separate requests. I understand why there's a difference between the two. Because I would think that because it's two different requests, maybe you could stop. Says Rav Safra, you still cannot stop. But according to Tosfos, why did the Gemara choose to say Rabo and Mevoirach? Why did the Gemara didn't say, don't stop between Yehei Shmei and Rabo? Between Yehei Shmei and Mevoirach and Lo'ilom. Why we chose that this place? According to Machzor Vitri, it makes a lot of sense. And just to conclude, that Alpi Machshava, really the Machzor Vitri is a little harder to understand. Because what we do, what we're able to do, and to mevakesh, and to request, is a bracha. As Nefesh HaChaim explains in length, the whole idea of a bracha is we're asking for a great influence from a higher place down to what's revealed to us. Bracha is Lashon Brecha, a pool. We're asking for the big pool to bring Hashpoyas down to here. So a human being can ask for bracha. So Bishma, according to Tosfos, then what we're saying is, we're asking that the name of Hashem should be Mevoirach, should be blessed, the koyach ha-bracha that a human being has to do. That's exactly like saying, Baruch Shem Kfoin Machus Lo'ilom Vo'ed. The name of Hashem should be Baruch. Yehi Shem Hashem Mevoirach Lo'ilom Amayo. The bracha we could do. But according to the Machzor Vitri, we're saying two different things. One is Yehi Shmei Rabo. We want the name of Hashem to be big, without a bracha. And in addition, Mevoirach Lo'ilom Me'omayo. On the first part, we're not saying bracha. To say that we can speak about revelation of Hashem and just ask for it to be big without mentioning the concept of bracha, that we don't find. According to Malazur Vidya, that's a big chiddush. We ask in Yiddish, the name of Hashem should be big. According to Tosis, we talk about a bracha, which that's something which we find a lot, the koyach bracha of a human being. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshova email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshova@gmail.com.